This is the middle weekend, if you will, between football's conference championship games, which, of course, happened last weekend, and coming up this next weekend, then Super Bowl Sunday, February 13, Super Bowl 56 LVI, which you will hear, of course, from Westwood One Sports on WSJW 790 specifically, starting at 2 o'clock with all the pregame hype before the game itself kicks off about 6:30. With that in mind, we got a bunch of Super Bowl-type news. And I thought, since there's no action, maybe we can just use this news to fill the Super Bowl void that people have. This one's actually a fun one. It's tied into the Olympics, which is getting underway. And opening ceremonies going on right now. As you reported in your sports, you already got some competition that's started.
Yep. And some involving Michiganders.
Yeah, we should not forget. We do have Michigan athletes to have fun with. So this is a story that talks about American free skier Nick Gepper. He is a lifelong Cincinnati Bengals fan. And for the first time in 33 years, of course, his team is in the Super Bowl. He's 27 years old, so he's never seen the Bengals in the Super Bowl. Just so happens that the kickoff for the game is just before he is supposed to compete in slopestyle qualifying.
Naturally.
What do I do? He's wondering. What do I do? He says, I think if I time it right, I could watch the first half before doing the qualification. He says, but what happens if I'm watching the first half and the Bengals are sucking? Is that going to affect my performance?
Probably. It might. It just might.
How about if they're playing well? Maybe it would enhance your performance.
Or make you more nervous.
Yeah, he says it's sort of a risk. He does say, he says he thinks he's going to opt out paying attention to the game on qualification day and just pray that they win. What a dilemma, though. For the first time in his lifetime.
Yeah.
And it coincides with his appearance in the Olympic Games.
He'll be able to watch it on YouTube later.
Well, you know, perhaps we should go and ask the Bengals. You know, Cincinnati Bengals, one of your hometown heroes is appearing into the Olympics. Are you going to watch him perform before you take the field? let's reverse the question.
It's just qualifying, though, so they may
it
not.
Is, yeah, it is. Right. It's just qualifying, so that's kind of fun, though.
We got a follow-up call from our tipster in Midland. That's Sugnet and Jefferson. Oh. Sugnet and Jefferson, where the water main break is.
All right, thanks for clarifying that. We appreciate the caller getting back to us so we could pinpoint that. And hopefully all goes as well as possible with repairs. Let's see, a couple of quarterback stories for you here. Joe Burrow, if he should win the Super Bowl, will be the first quarterback to ever win the Heisman Trophy, a national championship in college, and a Super Bowl. Only three players in history have done that, but never a quarterback. Tony Dorsett, Marcus Allen, and one Charles Woodson.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
That's true.
Yeah, so how about that? Mm. Would he be the first quarterback if he would win?
Yeah.
A little fun there. How about the fun for Matthew Stafford? Here he got a phone call this week from his childhood friend who knows a little bit about having to wait to win a championship, Clayton Kershaw.
Oh,
yeah, they're buddies. Yeah.
Remember, they went to high school together.
That's right.
Yeah, Clayton playing for the Dodgers had to wait a few years before he finally got his championship, and he's told Matthew, you know, you've waited. This is your opportunity. I did not know this because they're talking about how they. I mean, can you imagine those two guys in the same high school class together? I mean, come on.
I know.
It says here that it doesn't say how many years, just the references that Clayton Kershaw for a time centered the ball for Matthew Stafford on the football team.
Yeah, really? I don't think I knew that.
I didn't know that either. No. Huh. Clayton Kershaw's a football center.
How many years did he play in Midland?
First couple years, I think.
Yeah,
it wasn't long because he advanced quickly up the ranks. Mm-hmm. He advanced up the ranks. I mean, my gosh, Kershaw. I suppose with his ability to throw the ball hard, you know, maybe especially if, I don't know if he did long snapping too.
You know, well,
he could zing the ball back there, but how cool is that?
Especially. Mm-hmm.
Wow. If you're into betting, I don't know if you've heard, the Rams are going to be wearing the white jerseys in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Which they say is good news because since 2005, in the 17 Super Bowls since then, the winners 14 times have worn white jerseys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So. Wearing white. And it says here the Bengals had the chance to choose jerseys and they chose the black. So They're trying to beat the trend, as they say.
I see.
Oh, the good guys and the bad guys, huh?
Yeah, good guys wear white. The
yeah, I thought maybe they would stick with their road jersey since they were, you know, won their last two games on the road, but oh well.
Yeah, and it doesn't say why they made that decision.
Yeah.
It just that's the decision that was made. But in case you're a person that puts that kind of information into your betting scheme or your rooting scheme, white apparently has been more popular as far as winning jersey color instead of the dark colors. Doesn't have to be black or whatever the other, you know, dark color is.
Right, right. Oh, and next week I've got to believe that all those NFL prop bets will start getting
released. Gosh. Oh, for goodness sakes. Yeah, including not just the game prop bets, but, you know, the length of the national anthem.
Of course.
And, you know,
coin toss.
Like that. Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
How many times will John Madden's name be said?
Oh, yeah, probably. In tribute.
It's always ridiculous.
And finally, I got this story here, and I don't know. I don't understand this at all. Did you hear that apparently in Cincinnati at Paul Brown Stadium, they wanted to host a watch party on Super Bowl Sunday? You know, like, hey, everyone come in. We'll put the games on the big screen. Apparently, they've been turned down by the NFL. I didn't know they had to get it approved by the NFL. The NFL has denied a request. The NFL decision is said to be consistent with rules and policies because of legal and logistical barriers to hold a watch party at the stadium.
Well, that's creating a venue, too, because they tightly control who can touch their broadcast or do anything with their broadcast under the NFL.
I suppose so, but what is it? So here, put the game on the
right
big screen, and fans come in and have a good time.
Yeah, no, you see that stuff.
All the time, all the time. I don't understand it, and I don't really see a lot of information.
Is it COVID-related? Is that why?
It doesn't even reference that. It just says... legal, in a letter that apparently the NFL sent to Hamilton County officials where Paul Brown Stadium is located, they just said no.
Maybe they
legal and logistical, whatever that means.
Yeah, maybe they didn't want to turn the Escaloosa back on, and maybe that's why. So the Escaloosa, if anybody knows, is that at Paul Brown Stadium, there's an escalator that takes everybody up to the top to the top level, and everybody used to call it. Since the Bengals lost all of those years, by the third quarter, you'd start to see the crowds going down the Escaloosa.
That's funny.
It was great.
I had heard that. I just forgot all about that. That is funny.
I don't think they call it that anymore, though.
Now we understand the name. Yeah, that's a good play on words.
It was.
Well, the stadium officials do say that since they can't hold a watch party, they plan to hold a free pep rally this coming Monday at the stadium. So they can do that, but they can't hold. Some say that they're happy because this means that local businesses that will be holding their own, you know, parties, be all those bars and establishments.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
right.
But still, I don't. What's the logistics?
That's all I can think of is
it doesn't even reference COVID.
No, I've looked up a couple things too, and I haven't seen it. So that's all I can.
Put the game on the big screen and say, "Come on in."
I thought that's what they've done in the past.
Yeah, I thought the same thing too.
Right.
I mean, I might have to look into that more, see if I can find anything, just because I'm curious. And the reason I'm curious is because. If ever.
No.
I mean, you can't tell me that Ford Field wouldn't be packed to the house if the Lions ever made a Super Bowl and wanted people to come for a watch game. I mean, 65,000 fans all cheering for the Lions at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would be a party.
Else, yes.
Couldn't stop a party.
Right.